Psalm 25, an alphabet prayer for the unfinished. Psalm 24 ended with doors flung wide for the King of Glory. Psalm 25 begins with the soul doing the same. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. New International Version. But notice how David prays. It is not tidy. It is an acrostic, moving through the Hebrew alphabet like a child practicing letters. Ancient teachers used acrostics to help people memorize truth. But here the form also preaches, faith is learned one letter at a time. And Psalm 25's acrostic is imperfect. A few letters don't behave as expected. Many Western readers miss the quiet honesty. This is what a life under God feels like. Not a polished essay, but a halting alphabet of dependence. Your prayer does not have to be elegant to be true. The theology of shame, not just guilt. David repeats the plea, "Do not let me be put to shame." In Scripture's honor shame world, shame is not merely private regret. It is public collapse, your life's story being proven false. David is asking God to keep him from becoming a cautionary tale. This hits modern discipleship where it hurts. We often ask God to forgive our sins, but we also need him to restory our lives so that trust in him is not embarrassed. Compare Romans 10:11. Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. 2. Guidance is covenant, not self-improvement. Show me your ways. Teach me your paths. In Hebrew, ways and paths are road words. In the hill country of Judah, roads were dangerous. Flash floods in wadis, bandits in narrow passes. Guidance is not about God helping you optimize, it is God getting you home alive. And the ground of that guidance is not your clarity, but his character. Good and upright is the Lord. David anchors direction in God's moral beauty, not in his own insight. This is why the psalm keeps circling back to mercy, haste, steadfast covenant love. It echoes God's self-revelation in Exodus 34, 6 and 7. The God who guides is the God who forgives. 3. The secret counsel of the Lord. Psalm 25:14 is startling. The Lord confides in those who fear him. The word is sod, the intimate council circle, like trusted advisors at a king's court. Reverence draws you into God's inner room. The world tells you intimacy with God comes through spiritual intensity. David says it comes through humility. He guides the humble in what is right. See also James 4:6. The deepest guidance is not a map, it is friendship. Suggested cross-references. Exodus 34, 6, Noel 7, Romans 10, 11, John 14, 6, 1 Peter 5, 6, 7. A song to pray. Be thou my vision, not as nostalgia, but as a vow, heart of my own heart, whatever befall. Prayer. Lord, I lift my soul to you, unfinished, uneven, and often afraid of shame. Teach me your paths when my instincts mislead me. Forgive what time cannot undo, and let your steadfast love rewrite my story. Draw me into your counsel, make me humble, and keep my eyes fixed on you until my feet find firm ground. Amen.